This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Diane Pesta, D-I-A-N-N-E-P-E-S-T-A. Date of birth, 05/27/1955. Date of appointment, November 13, 2023. Requesting physician Jane Carsten, J-A-N-C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S. Dear Dr. Carsten, I have the pleasure of seeing Diane Pesta today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. One year ago, her finger became, tip of the finger became numb and tingly. Then whole arm became numb. And she started dropping the things from the hand. She became fatigued with weakness, no pain. Left upper extremity cannot lift above the left shoulder. She fell twice. 2 months ago, she went to the emergency room 2 times. Feet and legs are weak, no numbness, no pain. Standing is difficult. MRI of the ALS spine done at Ortho New York due to the pain. She is having pain in the left hip and it need to be replaced. She's having pain in the both knees. She's having neck pain. Past medical history. Muscle weakness, increased blood sugar, joint pain, history of ecchymosis of the skin, weakness, mitral valve disorder, obesity, hyperlipidemia, macular degeneration, hypertension, chronic back pain, GERD, sciatica. History of diverticulosis. History of GI bleed. Past surgical stick colonoscopy, EGD. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, imipenem, atenolol, chlorothalidone, bisacodyl, calcium, cranberry, ferrous sulfate, fluticasone, irbus, ipratropium bromide, irbesartan, multivitamin, pantoprazole, prevastatin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She's retired, she's single, lives with a boyfriend and no children. Family history, mother deceased with Alzheimer's disease, hypertension, father deceased. hypertension, congestive heart failure, one brother with high blood pressure, thyroid cancer, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5 except biceps and deltoid 4/5 and left lower extremity 4/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out myopathy. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, weakness and numbness. Number five, next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain, EMG of the upper extremities, and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, double standard DNA, RF factor, CPK, and aldolase. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.